You're listening to 91.3 WYSO, public radio for the Miami Valley. I'm Lewis Wallace with a little hypothetical for you. What if everything in your favorite store was 30% off or even 10% every single day? Well, in theory, that's what the employee discount is about. You work somewhere, you love the stuff, you buy the stuff. Apple, J.Crew, and Barnes & Noble are just a few of the retailers known for offering pretty good deals to their workers, and almost all stores offer some kind of discount. I checked out a few local businesses and a few chains to find out how they handle the employee markdown.
I see you over there. Yes, you. Come on over and let Zoltar be sharing with you your fortune.
Recognize that voice? It's the fortune teller from the movie Big in an arcade-style machine at the back of this totally overstimulating Halloween store in Fairborn. Annie Chapman has worked here at Foy's Halloween and Variety for 10 years.
Yeah, we do all the seasons. Like right now, we're on 4th of July, and then, of course, the next big one's Halloween.
Most of what's on the shelves is 20% off for her.
We have everything. We have toys, office supplies, school supplies, wigs, masks, hats.
Chapman says they get in new batches of tinsel-y decor for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Mardi Gras. She uses her discount all the time.
Yeah, there's always something we're buying. There's a lot of holidays.
She says the discount is nice, but it's just a perk. And that's where this store is different than some shops.
I know a lot of folks who take jobs in especially apparel, largely because of the discount.
This is Lance Thornswood, a retail consultant. He says stores want employees with brand loyalty, and 20 or 30% off at your favorite store can be big. Thornswood says even 10% discounts offered by a lot of big boxes aren't just a token amount. He remembers when he used to work for Target.
I have been a huge Target shopper, you know, like almost sick. Like 5 times a week, I'll be in a Target store.
Do the math, and it was hundreds of dollars saved. But he says in some cases, a benefit like 10% off all your groceries still might not add up.
Low pay pretty much negates everything else.
Some of the most attention-grabbing deals nationally are at places like Best Buy, where employees can shop at wholesale cost plus 5%, and Victoria's Secret, where workers report getting 30% off. At the other end of the scale is Home Depot, which offers no discount. In an email, a rep says simply that the company is trying to keep prices low for everyone. Lance Thornswood's sister, Heather Thornswood, is also a retail consultant based in Columbus. She thinks less generous discounts are part of an overall decline in the family-owned retail tradition, and that devaluing employees trickles down to customers.
I just think customer service and the way you regard human beings is not as important as it once was, which is, I think, kind of sad.
She says employers, especially big boxes that have seen lots of mergers and acquisitions, have treated wages and benefits as a primary way to cut costs post-recession.
It's a big puzzle of how you end up with a decent margin at the end of the day to keep your company profitable.
Thornswood wants it to change, to see more shops like, say, Costco, which is coming soon to Centerville. It's renowned for its relatively high pay, and you get a premium membership for working there. Whole Foods is also up there for wages and discounts and could start hiring within the year for a new location outside Dayton. Staffers get at least 20% off, says Mark Ernstein, Whole Foods VP of Team Member Services.
If we did away with our discount, that would be a major issue with morale.
Not that they're considering it. He says Whole Foods actually uses the discount as part of its recruitment process. It often hires people who already shop at the store. And that brings us to a somewhat more cynical theory on the employee discount, that maybe it just convinces workers to buy more from their employers. That's what Ethan Wintrow thinks. He sells guitars, amps, and strings at Absolute Music in Fairborn.
Every day I come in here and we get something and I'm like, oh, technically I can afford that, but in the long term it would be a poor decision.
He's making just enough to save up a little. But as a musician, he works in a land of temptation.
You get used to it after a while, being around everything and knowing that you can't have any of it.
Because, public service announcement for all you discount hounds, a discount only really saves you money on things you were going to buy anyway. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.